This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Habayim to the Kollel Agar D'Pirka Monday afternoon National Shir. Welcome, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. We have a beautiful topic today on the subject of Parshas Emor, as well as on the Lag BaOmer, the day of Lag BaOmer, Haba Aleinu LaTayva. While we're on the subject of Lag BaOmer, we're very happy to announce that one of the next farm we're working on is a Sefer on Lag BaOmer in English for Art Scroll. That what we're going to learn today, Bezus Hashem, will be a chapter in that Sefer. And that's one of the upcoming Sfarim that are available. We're working on the Sefer El Kadamer Aneni in English for Art Scroll as well. Many observe Rav Meir's yard site on Pesach Sheni, which is this coming Thursday evening. So we hope trying to get that Sefer out for this coming Chanukah, which is, according to many, the actual yard site of Rav Meir Bal Hanes. There's also Bezus Hashem a Sefer on Chinuch Habanim. So if anybody wants to participate, Tavei Aleichem Bracha. Okay, Parshas Emor. In Parshas Emor, we have the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Now, in Sfiras HaOmer, of course, is the 33rd day of the Omer, which is somewhat of a Yom Tov. And the first thing we have to ask ourselves is that if Parshas Emor is always the Parsha that we read before Lag BaOmer, there must be some remez to Lag BaOmer in the Parsha. There must be some allusion to Lag BaOmer in the Parsha. Well, certainly this whole period of the year is not only alluded to in the Parsha, but is this week's Parsha is the Parsha of Sfiras HaOmer. This week's Parsha is the Parsha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Klal Yisrael, Usfartam Lachem Yimachras HaShabbos, V'yayim HaVi'achim HaSoymer HaTznufa Shava Shabbosais. Let's speak a little bit about Lag BaOmer and what exactly the Yom Tov is. This past Wednesday night, the subject of the Shir was 10 incredible explanations for the Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer. Well, perhaps we've left the most incredible one for today. Because of all the 10 different reasons given for Lag BaOmer, after today's Shir, you'll say, you know what? This is the real reason. Because the reason we're going to learn about today is not only a remez, is not only a mitzvah, is not only a source which may be on a rabbinic level, but actually what we're going to learn today, Lag BaOmer is a Yom Tov Midaraisa. It's a biblical holiday, as we are about to see. The Torah tells us that the custom among the Jewish people, the Torah writes in Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel, is that we don't get married between Pesach and Shavuos. We don't want to be mar b'simcha during this time of the year. Some say only nesuin, but erusin is permitted. And even nesuin, if somebody goes ahead and he sort of jumps the gun and he does a nesuin, we're not going to punish him. But if he comes to ask us, we're going to tell him not to do it now. But in some places, the Torah says the minhag is not to take haircuts. And says the Torah, but there are those who do take haircuts on Lag BaOmer because they say the students stopped dying. And as we asked on Wednesday night, the famous question of the Pri Chadash, that this seems to be a most bizarre reason to celebrate. Imagine if in 1945, after the liberation of the last camp on April 30th, 1945, after Dachau was liberated, imagine if there would have been a Yom Tov. Yeah, let's celebrate. They stopped killing Jews. Yeah, they stopped killing Jews because, there were not too many people left to kill. That would be a rather unusual form of celebration, especially in this case, where the reason why the students of Rabbi Kiva stopped dying is because he didn't have any students left. What kind of simcha is this? This is the question we mentioned on Wednesday from the Pri Chadash. He says, "B'simcha zu lama ve'im yisham shapasku milamos ma'bekach harei loy nishar echad mehem ve'kulam esu." So it is. It behooves us to try to delve a little bit deeper. What exactly is this Yom Tov of Lag BaOmer? Furthermore, as we mentioned a few Mondays ago, that when we started counting Sfiras HaOmer, we did not make a Shachianu. And on a few Mondays ago, we learned 10 reasons in the Rishonim why we don't make a Shachianu when we start counting Sfira. The reason offered by Shibalei Haleket is because it's included in the Yom Tov of Pesach. We made a Shachianu on the Yom Tov of Pesach. We started counting Sfira So'omer on Pesach. So the Sfira that we made on Pesach sort of covers us for the mitzvah of Sfira So'omer. But Rabbi Yerucham Olshan wonders that, really, is that a reason not to make a Shachianu? The mitzvah of Sfira So'omer is not connected to Pesach. If somehow Sfira was a mitzvah of Pesach, then you could maybe make a case that the Shachianu of Pesach will cover you for Sfira. But Sfira is not a mitzvah of Pesach. It's a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that we start counting from the bringing of the Omer. So why would the Sfira, why would the Shachianu of Pesach cover the required Shachianu for the mitzvah of Sfira Omer? We know in the Torah we have two parshiyos of Yomim Tovim. We have Parshas Emor and Parshas Pinchas. What's the difference between Emor and Pinchas? Emor, it gives you the dates and the mitzvahs that we need to do. Parshas Pinchas tells us the karbanos we need to bring. The parsha begins, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yamart alehem Moyadei Hashem asher tikru'u oisam mikra'ei kodesh elehem moyadoi. These are the moyadim. You ready? Sheishas yamim te'asim alacha. The moyadim are Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Huh? You just said these are the Yomim Tovim, and then you listed the weekdays? Monday, I understand, is a Yom Tov because we get together to learn. Wednesday is a Yom Tov, we get together. And if you join us every day, it's a Yom Tov every day, but it's not a Yom. I mean, it's a happy day, but it's not a Yom Tov per se. So why would the very first psukim of following Elahei Moyadai be Sheishas Yomim Teyasim Alacha Vayimashvi Shabbos? Tuesday is not a Yom Tov. Friday is not a Yom Tov. Shabbos is not a Yom Tov. What's going on over here? Elahei Moyadai. So, and by the way, furthermore, at the end of the parasha, it says, Ela Moyadei Hashem Shetikroi Sam Mikroi Kaidash. Milavad Shabbos Sois Hashem, besides Shabbos. What do you mean besides Shabbos? The first psukim started off. Shabbos. What do you mean besides Shabbos? We said Shabbos. It's not beside Shabbos. Shabbos was listed as one of them. So regarding the first question of why it talks about the six working days followed by Shabbos, what's that got to do with the Yomim Tovim? Rashi says, Ma'inyan Shabbos Eitzel Moyadois. Says Rashi, it's to teach that anyone who desecrates the Yomim Tovim, it's like you desecrated Shabbos. And anyone who fulfills the Yomim Tovim, it's like you fulfill Shabbos. That's why it starts off with Shabbos. It's to teach, don't underestimate Yom Tov. Don't think that Yom Tov is more lenient or less important than Shabbos. If you're going to desecrate Yom Tov, it's like you desecrated Shabbos. You fulfill, you keep Yom Tov, it's like you kept Shabbos. Okay, that might explain what Shabbos is doing there. What's the six working days doing there? So the Vilna Gaon, and even earlier the Rebbe Reb Heschel of Krakow in the Sefer Chanukah Satorah, they offer an amazing remez here. And they say that the 6 days, Sheishas Yomim Teyasa Malacha, does not refer to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There are 6 days of Yom Tov you're allowed to do Malacha. We know on Yom Tov you're allowed to do Meleches Oichal Nefesh. There's 6 days of Yom Tov you're allowed to cook and you're allowed to carry. You know what they are? 2 days Pesach, the first and the seventh. 1 day Shavuos. 2 days Rosh Hashanah. 1 day Rosh Hashanah. 2 days Sukkot, the first and the eighth. There's 6 days of Yom Tov that you're allowed to do Malacha. Uvayoyim Hashvi, there's a seventh day, you're not allowed to do Malacha. What is that seventh day? Yom HaKippurim. So actually, the Sheishas Yomim Teyasa Malacha, Vayoyim Hashvi, Shabbos HaShem Eloikecha, That's not referring to six working days and the seventh day Shabbos. Shabbos, Sheishas Yom Tov Melacha are the 6 days of Yom Tov you're allowed to do Melacha. First and seventh day of Pesach, 1 day Shavuos, 1 day Rosh Hashanah, first and eighth day of Sukkot. But then there's a Yom Tov called Yom HaKippurim, that's Shabbos, Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do any Melacha. Then the Torah goes on to explain these Yomim Tovim. What is Pesach? What is Shavuos? What is Rosh Hashanah? What is Yom Kippur? What is Sukkot? And then the Torah says, Milavad Shabbos Sois Hashem. Besides Shabbos, we ask, what do you mean? We already mentioned Shabbos. No, we never mentioned Shabbos. Shabbos, Shabbos, and was referring to Yom Kippur. But there has been no mention of Shabbos yet in the Parsha of the Mayadim. That is how the Vilna Gaon and the Rebbe of Heschel reads Parshas Emor, that the introduction to the Parsha of the Mayadim is introduced, Sheishas Yomim Teyasa Malacha, not referring to the working days, but rather the 6 days of Yom Tov that you're allowed to do Malacha. Okay, so now, bearing this in mind, that Parshas Emor is the Parsha of the Mayadim, but as we said, it's the Parsha that talks about the mitzvahs that we need to do, but not necessarily the karbonos. Let's study some of the Yomim Tovim mentioned. Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Yod. Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem. Ki savoyu el ha'aretz asher ani noisein lachem. U'kitzar temes kitzirach. You're going to cut the standing grain. V'havei semes oimer. And you're going to bring the carbon oimer. Wait a second. It's telling us about bringing karbanos. This we just mentioned. This is not the parsha of karbanos. Parsha of karbanos is Pinchas. This is the parsha that tells you the mitzvahs maisiyos that you need to do. So simply, this is because the Torah is going to tell us the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'omer. And the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'omer is Usfartem lachem mimachras ha-shabbos miyom haviachem es Ha'omer. The mitzvah of counting Sfira is dependent on bringing the Omer. So it's not that we're telling me about the carbon Omer for the bringing of the carbon Omer per se. If it would be for the specific halacha of bringing karbanos, then it would belong in Pinchas. But because this is the parsha of the mitzvahs that we need to do, and the mitzvah of counting the Omer is dependent on bringing the Omer, being makriv the Omer, it talks about the mitzvah being makriv the Omer so that we know when to start counting the Omer. Now, this is very interesting because this would seem to indicate that nowadays the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer would only be midrabanan. Because if we only count the Omer from when we bring the Omer, nowadays, of course, we do not bring the Omer. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So it would seem that nowadays the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer would be rabbinic in nature. And that is what most Rishonim hold. Most Rishonim today hold that the mitzvah of Sfira is midrabanan. The Rambam, though, holds that the mitzvah of Sfira Ha'omer is midiraisa even today. So you would say, well, does that mean the Rambam holds that it's not dependent on the bringing of the Omer? Maybe the Rambam holds you just start counting on the second day of Pesach, irrespective if you brought the Omer or not. One may say that. However, upon further analysis, if we study where does the Rambam bring the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, he doesn't bring it in Hilchos Pesach. If he would have brought in Hilchos Pesach, he would have said, the Rambam holds counting the Sfira has nothing to do with the carbon. You start counting on the second day of Pesach, and therefore even Bizman Hazeh could be Medai Raisa. The Rambam brings the laws of Sfiras HaOmer in Hilchos Tmidim Umusafim, in the laws of Karbanos, which would seem to indicate the Rambam holds it is triggered by bringing the carbon. So how could the Rambam hold the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is dependent on bringing the carbon, and yet hold Bizman HaZeh counting is still Dairaisa? The Briska Rav in Masechta Menachai says a wondrous chiddush. In fact, the Rambam holds it's dependent on the carbon Omer, but it's not dependent on bringing the carbon Omer. It's dependent on the possibility to bring the carbon Omer. And even nowadays that we don't bring the carbon Omer, you could bring the carbon Omer. Really? Of course. The Rambam writes explicitly Makrivim kol hakarbonois kulam af she'ein habayis banoi. You're allowed to bring all the karbonois even without a Beis HaMikdash. That's the opinion of the Rambam. So nowadays we could bring the karbonois, it's just we don't. Now why we don't, that's a big halachic discussion. Why don't we bring karbonos today? Maybe we don't know the exact place of the Mizbeach. Maybe because we're not tahar. But we're not fundamentally excluded from bringing karbonos. It's just there are external reasons why we don't bring it. Be it as it may, Rabbi Isai, the reason why the Torah talks about the Karban Omer in this week's parasha is because possibly the counting of the Omer is dependent on bringing the Omer. But there may be another reason as well. Because by the Yom Tov of Pesach, surprisingly, the Torah mentions another Karban. It says you should bring a carbon for 7 days. Ask the Sfarno, this is not Pinchas, where it's telling you to bring carbonos. Why does the Torah speak about bringing carbonos for 7 days on the Yom Tov of Pesach? That should be reserved for Parshas Pinchas. Says the Sfarno, we're not talking about the carbon for the carbon per se. The fact that you bring the carbon on 7 days of Pesach means that the nature of these 7 days of Yom Tov. Because the fact that you bring a carbon, that reflects that it's a day of Yom Tov. We know that the reason why it's a Yom Tov, the fact that we bring a carbon for 7 days, indicates that these are 7 days of Yom Tov. So we're not mentioning the carbon factor so that we know that you bring karbanos. No, that would be information that would be reserved for Parshas Pinchas. We're saying you bring a karban for 7 days of Pesach, because otherwise, why is Chol HaMoed mentioned in Parshas Emor? Why does Parshas Emor talk about Chol HaMoed if Chol HaMoed is not a Yom Tov? The answer is Chol HaMoed is a Yom Tov. What's the proof it's a Yom Tov? Because you bring karbanos on Chol HaMoed. The fact that you bring karbanos, that shows that Chol HaMoed is a Yom Tov. So perhaps we could say the same thing about Sfira. The reason why the Torah talks about the Karban Omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, and then you count 49 days, means that this is not a Karban that is only for one day. The fact that after you bring the Karban, you count for 49 days indicates that the Karban extends for 49 days, which would then reflect that these are 49 days of Yom Tov. Meaning the reason why the Torah talks about the Karban Omer in this week's parasha, the parasha of the Yom Tovim, is because if you bring the Karban on the first day of Sfira, and then you count 49 days, so it's extending the Yom Tov quality for 49 days, therefore the entire period of the Omer is mentioned in Parshas Emor, because it's one long period of Yom Tov. The Zman of the Omer is the Zman of Yom Tov midoraisa. We're now in a time of Yom Tov. What's the Yom Tov? Because we bring a carbon on the second day of Pesach. It's called the Karban Omer. That carbon extends 49 days. So the fact that we bring a carbon, that reflects it's a Zman of Yom Tov. In fact, there's a beautiful Lashon enunciated by Ramban. The Ramban says that Hashem gave us a Yom Tov of Pesach 7 days. And Hashem gave us a Yom Tov of Shavuos Atzeres 1 day. And just like Sukkot is 7 days followed by Atzeres, Pesach is 7 days followed by Atzeres on Shavuos. And what about the days in between? The Ramban says, V'hayomim hasfurim beintayim, and the counted days in between. Look where my icon is in Maramaka number 13. Kechuloi shalmoyed is like chalamoyed bein harishayin v'hashmini v'chag, between the first and the eighth day. V'hu yoy matan Torah. And it's the day of Matan Torah. Says Ramban, the days of Sfiras HaOmer are like one long era and period of Chol HaMoed. Now we know why the days of Sfira are in Parshas Emor. Because we're now in days of Yom Tov. It's a Zman of Yom Tov. These are days of Karbanos. It's the carbon's born on day one, and the carbon continues and extends through the counting. By the way, Rabbeinu Bechaye also uses a very similar expression. He says, just like Sukkot, you have 7 days followed by Atzeres. Pesach, you have 7 days followed by Atzeres. And the days in between, Hineihim kechol hamoed bein rishon shel sukkos ushmini atzeres. Also Rabbeinu Bechai writes in the Kara Kemach that v'hayomim hasfurim be'emtza him kecholay shamoed. In fact, Rabbi Yaakov Emden discusses that there's an ancient custom not to do malacha during the days of Sfiras HaOmer, from Shkia until the morning, because that's when the students of Rabbi Akiva died, close to Shkia time. Okay, so the Torah brings not to do malacha during the days of Sfira, from Shkia until Alois HaShachar. That's when the students of Rabbi Akiva died. In practice, says the Torah, it's only observed by women. I don't think women observe this nowadays. I don't think anyone observes it. But fundamentally, the students died between Shkia and the morning, and therefore there was a concept not doing malacha, and that was observed by women. But then the Torah brings another reason. That why do we count the Sfiras HaOmer after, we count Sfiras HaOmer after Shkia. The Zman of Sfira is called Sheva Shabbosois, a lashon of Shvus, resting. Therefore, the Zman of Sfira, of the nighttime that we count, is like Shabbos. And therefore, there is an ancient custom not to do malacha, not just because the students of Rabbi Akiva died, because the Torah calls it Shabbos. There's an element of Shabbos to it. But says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, perhaps the reason not to do malacha, again, that's only observed by the women, is because these days are like Chol HaMoed. The Ramban says these days are like Chol HaMoed. And on Chol HaMoed, there's a Isser Malacha. So the Chachamim had mercy on us, and they didn't want us to lose the work days, so they never enforced an Isser Malacha, but it was observed by the women in deference to the concept that the days in between Pesach and Shavuos are like Chol HaMoed. They have a quality of Chol HaMoed. And therefore, there's, whether we observe it or not, it was an ancient custom, but at least to be mindful that there was such a practice among women, at least, not to do malacha because these days were Chol HaMoed. And by the way, Sfas Emes also writes that if the days of Sfiras HaOmer are mentioned in Parshas Emor, that means they're Mayadim. And this fits beautifully into what the Ramban says, the days between Pesach and Shavuos are called Chol HaMoed. These are days of Chol HaMoed. By the way, if I may, according to this idea that we're advancing, that the days between Pesach and Shavuos have a Yom Tov quality to it, if you look in the Levush in Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel brings different Yoitzrois that were said in the Shabbosim between Pesach and Shavuos, and they would say Yoitzrois that speak about the Geula that we are longing for. There's a concept that the Geula will happen on Shavuos. Because Chazal de Zoyar says in the Chag Shavuos, Yipkon min Galusa, there's an idea that on Shavuos will be redeemed, especially this time of the year, which was the time of the redemption of the Jewish people from Egypt, followed by Matan Torah, so it's sort of predisposed for Geula. There were certain Yoitzrois that were said during these Shabbosos that speak about the Geula and are Mesoinein, remembering Geulas Mitzrayim and the Golos and the Tzarois. And the Sefer Yoitzer Plois HaTorah brings that the fact that there were certain Yoitzrois that were said and the Sfarim of Munkach, Nimukei Arachayim, and Darchei Chaim V'Shalom, it talks about how the Munkach Rebbe would say these Yoitzrois B'dema'i Shalish, with tears, with great Hislavos, and this was a big event and a big centerpiece among Munkacher Hasidim to hear the Yoitzrois that the Rebbe would say during these Shabbosos. But the fact that they're Yoitzrois for these Shabbosos, the same way they're Yoitzrois for Pesach and Shavuos and for other Yomim Tovim, the fact that they're yotzeres for these Shabbosos indicates that there's a certain yomtiv quality to this time of the year. In fact, in the Sefer Emek Bracha of Rabbi Arya Pomeranchuk, he brings an ancient medrash, a medrash tadshe, that there's seven moyadois, Shabbos, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaOmer, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaShofaros, Chag Yom Kippur, Chag HaSukkos. And he wonders, why do we count Pesach and Sfiras HaOmer as two different Yomim Tovim? So he says, because we're makriv karbonos, one carbon for Pesach, but there's a carbon that's brought for the Omer. And we know that Sukkot, each day is considered a different Yom Tov, and that's why we say Halal Shalom for each day, because each day we brought a different carbon. Likewise, Pesach is different than the Chag HaOmer, because Pesach is one carbon and the Chag HaOmer is another carbon. So there's a concept that there's a Yom Tov of the Zman of the Sfiras HaOmer kicked off by the Chag HaOmer. The Chag HaOmer is the Yom Tov that is started, that begins by the bringing of the Karban HaOmer. Ad Kedei Kach, that the Emek Bracha asks, so then why don't we say Halal Shalem on the second day of Pesach? We know in Chutz La'aretz we do, in Eretz Yisrael they don't. But we should say Halal Shalem on the second day of Pesach, because it's Chag HaOmer. I would have said, well, it's not Osir B'Malacha, because it's in Eretz Yisrael, it's, you need two factors. You need a separate carbon, actually, you see from Sukkot that you don't need a Isser Malacha, but he goes so far as to ask, so why don't we say Halo Shalem on the second day of Pesach? Be it as it may, we see there's a certain Yom Tov quality. If it's mentioned in the Parsha, the Mayadim, that means there's a Yom Tov quality. By the way, Rav Moshe Shapiro brings from the Bir Hagra, a wondrous Bir Hagra. Bir Hagra discusses that if someone is sitting Shiva, they get up, not Pesach, they get up Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Why? Because, technically speaking, the first day of Pesach in the Chumash is not called Pesach, it's called Chag HaMatzos. What's Pesach in the Chumash? Pesach is Ba'arba v'chodesh harishayin, Ba'arba osor yom lachodesh, Pesach l'Hashem, Bein ho'arbayim. That midday on the 14th, that's what Pesach is. The night of the 15th is not Pesach, it's Chag HaMatzos. The afternoon of the 14th is Pesach. Us says the Gra, if the afternoon of the 14th is in Parshas Emor, then it's a Moyed. If it's a Moyed, it's Mevatel Shiva, says Rav Moshe Shapiro. If the 14th of Nisan is a Moyed because it's in Parshas Emor, then the days of Sfiras HaOmer also must have Moyed quality to it if it's mentioned in Parshas Emor. And therefore, says Rav Moshe Shapiro, a davar oyoim v'noira, something really very beautiful. And that means inherently, the 49 days of Sfira are days of Yom Tov. They're like Chol HaMoed, like the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachaye says. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says the ancient custom of not doing Malacha is in deference to the fact that they're like Chol HaMoed. If they're mentioned in Parshas Emor, they have an element of Moed. So you'll ask, but we observe sadness, we observe Avelos. Sure we do. Because later on in history, these days were transformed. When the students of Rabbi Akiva died, it transformed these 49 days into days of curse, in a sense. Over the years, we explained that Mayav is Gematria 49. That, when we talk about the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, we can't help but think that the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva are similar, and there's a commonality with the 24,000 members of Shevet Shimon who died when they were Mezana with the Benoi Smayav. And in fact, Rav Moshe Shapiro brings from the Mekul Balim, Ramami Panu, Megala Amukos, that the students of Rabbi Akiva were the reincarnation of the 24,000 members of Shevet Shimon that sinned with the Bnei Ismayav. And they were given an opportunity to rectify that sin. But when they succumbed and they did not fulfill their mission of rectifying, so that brought the curse of Mayav, and it transformed the 49 days of Svira into 49 days of Klala. Mayav is 49, Gematria 49. Mayav comes from a light. Light is a Lashon of Latusa, Lashon of a curse. That is why some even learn that the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer, part of the mitzvah is the bracha itself, because we need to transform these 49 days of curse into days of blessing. Be it as it may, that means inherently the 49 days of Svira are a yomtiv. What kind of yomtiv? A yomtiv to Ayraisa. Where, in what parsha does it talk about this yomtiv? Parshas Emor. Where does it talk about? It's a yomtiv. It starts on the second day of Pesach. You bring a carbon oimer. When you bring a carbon, that indicates there's a yomtiv quality, similar to what the Sfarno says, that the days of Chol HaMoed, Pesach and Sukkot are a yomtiv because you bring a carbon. So the Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos is also a yomtiv because you bring a carbon and you extend it through the Sfira. It's a yomtiv. It's mentioned in Emor. The only thing is, the days of yomtiv have been transformed into Avelos because the students of Rabbi Akiva died. But if you could identify one day, if you could identify a time that the students of Rabbi Akiva did not die, then that day would be a yomtiv, not because they stopped dying. It would be a yomtiv because it would be restored to its original status of a biblical yomtiv mentioned in Parshas Emor. You don't need to come up with a reason why a day in Sfira is a yomtiv. All the days are a yomtiv. They've just been sullied because the students of Akiva died. But if you could identify a day that they didn't die, that day would retain its original status as a biblical yomtiv. Ah, so since Lag BaOmer, the students of Akiva stopped dying, so that's one day in the Sfira HaOmer that retains its original biblical status as a day of Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos. It's a day of the Karban Omer. It's a day that is inaugurated by the Karban Omer. It's extended through the counting of the Svira, and it was unsullied by the students of Yekiva dying. By the way, Rav Moshe Shapiro just categorizes and explains further, maybe we'll speak about this next week, but we know the students of Akiva, they had the opportunity to usher in some form of geula through Bar Kochva. Rabbi Akiva was the armor bearer of Bar Kochva. And because that plan was frustrated, so the geula couldn't happen. So in a certain sense, this period of the year where we're not zoicha to geula, it's not just mourning students that died. In a way, it's mourning the frustration of potential redemption. It's like Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Because we don't usually just mourn the death of people. We only have mourning for Chorban. But this period is like Chorban. Because we could have had the Gula of Rabbi Akiva's hope for the redemption of Bar Kochva. Be it as it may, says Rav Moshe Shapiro, it's not that Lag BaOmer is a yomtiv because they stopped dying. As we asked, they stopped dying because there's no one left to die. It's because they didn't die on Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer retains its original biblical status as a yomtiv mentioned in Parshas Emor. So, says Rabbi Yerucham Olshin, now we understand why the Shechiyanu of Pesach is connected to Svira. Because it's a Zman that begins on the second day of Pesach, and it continues as a Chol HaMoed. Meaning the Zman of Sfira is Chol HaMoed Pesach. Therefore the Shechiyanu made on Pesach is connected to the Mitzvah Sfira So'aymer. And it comes out rather beautiful that the parsha we read before Lag BaOmer is Parshas Emor. We ask, where is there a remez to Lag BaOmer and Emor? Where is there a remez? The entire Kedusha of Lag BaOmer is blatant and black and white in Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor is the Parsha of the Moyadim, among which is Sfiras HaOmer. That means Sfiras HaOmer has a fundamental biblical nature of a Yom Tov. The rest of the Omer has been sullied by the Misa the Tamid Rabbi Akiva. Lag VaOmer retains its original status as a day of Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos. Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much for joining us today. Bracha v'hatzlacha. Have a wonderful day. And everyone's invited. You could join us every morning at 9 a.m. We're learning Mishnah Berurah, Siman Lamed Daled. You could join us Monday and Tuesday night at 9:15 p.m. We're learning Masechta Ksubais. And Wednesday at 10:45, there's a short shir. And the Wednesday, the main Wednesday shir is 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov. Kol tov. Bye-bye.
Rabbi, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So, if the days, we once had a shir a number of years ago.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.